This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. So glad to be back with you after my 3 weeks away, in which I scurried to the well wishes of the beaches of Santa Barbara, California. Not because it's some exotic place, that's because where Grandpa is, and Grandpa wanted to see the grandsons, and we're going to go somewhere, may as well go where Grandpa can see the grandsons. Anyway, glad you're with us. Welcome to Saturday night. Glad to be back. And you know, this entire fall, we are going to be on fire. I've got a very excited, I'm very excited about something that we're doing in the fourth quarter of the year this year. You know, every year in years past, we've always tried to do something that addresses a major, significant, vital need. And we're going to be helping to rescue people out of human slavery for this Christmas and holiday season coming up with the Christian Solidarity International. And I got to tell you, it is so exciting to see what they do, because you're taking people that are literally in the worst conditions you can possibly imagine. And when we come alongside of them, and when we get them not just their freedom, but then the resources they need to rebuild their lives, you start to see some really cool things happen. So I can't wait to be just telling you the stories. And we have something like I think it's like 47 specific human slaves that we can set free if we work together this fall to do that. And I'm hopeful that you will join me in that effort. I'm going to be telling you more about it in the days to come. And then there's going to be, if you don't think that there's going to be massive news between now and the end of the year, and every Saturday night, if you're not by the radio, if you're not by the television, if you're not plugged into Radio Night Live, you're just not going to be on top of it. But in the midst of all of that breaking news, in the midst of all that analysis, and hopefully some of the irreverence we have along with it, I'm excited to continue our one of our most popular features that we've had on Radio Night Live, and that is the Ladies' Lounge, where we, on a weekly basis, try to seek to amplify some of the brilliant female voices that are out there in the opinion editorial section. And tonight is no exception. I'm excited to introduce my next guest, partly because I think she may be the single most unique guest we've ever had in the Ladies' Lounge. A lot of people come from a very similar background and kind of worldview. And when I met Bridget Fetisi a few weeks ago and had her on my daily show, it became really clear to me that this is a gifted young woman who has immense insight into some things that she's been thinking about and examining and now discussing in public opinion. But it's not been necessarily super easy for her to do that, and that's part of the story. She's a contributor at TheFederalist.com, but she also writes for a publication called Playboy. And as I said, this may be the most unique interview we've ever done on Radio Night Live. Bridget, it's good to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me. Very excited.
You and I have gotten to be a little bit of friends in the last few weeks. And when I had you on The Daily Show, one of the things you confessed to me before we did that interview, and forgive me for not remembering the topic, it was your first piece at The Federalist. And do you remember what you wrote about? I was trying to remember earlier in the show, and it escaped me.
Oh, yeah. It was about who cares if the Koch brothers funded Wonder Woman.
Yes, 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 because there was this scandal. There was this scandal that Koch brothers were giving money to conservative messaged films.
Right.
When liberals have been doing it for years and doesn't seem to bother anybody. So anyway, yes.
What don't they fund, really?
Well, and that's true. I mean, you pointed that out, and that was one of the things that caught my eye. But in the interim, you and I have had a little bit of a chance to get to know each other, and just because you posted that article about the Koch brothers, and it was relatively, I would say, safe in terms of, like, you didn't, like, really slam anybody, and you didn't, like, you know, denounce liberalism or anything like that. You got some interesting feedback from some of the people that have been you know, some of your friends in that arena for a long time. Tell my listeners what happened.
I got unfollowed by a lot of people for writing for the Federalist. I suppose I didn't really realize how charged, or the perception that the Federalist is very charged in one direction or another. I consider myself, I always say the my boss is the page, and I write what I write. It comes through me generally, and I sell it to whoever will appreciate it. And I was having a hard time selling some of my pieces to organizations that I was writing with before or had relationships with, and then one of the publishers kind of approached me from the Federalist and said, hey, we'll write that, we'll publish that. And I said, great, because I'm a writer. That's what I try to get my writing published. And
sure,
it did well. You know, I've moved around a lot, so I have a very, and I've traveled the world, so I have a very diverse group of friends. So when I post something on Facebook, for instance, especially if it's a little bit more centrist, it usually gets a lot of positive feedback. However, on social media like Twitter, where my following tends, well, it's changing now, but it tends to be more left-leaning, I got a lot of comments and unfollows, and people wrote me these long diatribes about how they couldn't support me anymore because I was writing for the Federalists. And
what do the diatribes, what shape do those diatribes usually take? What's the nature of the criticism?
I think essentially, and this is one of the things I've just really struggled with and through this election process, is that if you aren't Trump is Hitler, then you're pro-Trump, which is a leap of logic that I have a very hard time with, but that seems to be on the, I just feel there's been a radicalization on both sides, obviously.
Do you think that that mindset is what we are seeing in the Antifa uprisings that are like knocking the windows out at Berkeley University? I mean, of all places that you didn't think that you would see this kind of like zero tolerance worldview, but I mean, is that, do you think that's what you're experiencing personally? Do you think that's the underlying reason for what we're watching with that group?
I do. I think there's probably a lot more play that is above my pay grade, but
yeah.
I think that in terms of the safe spaces and the thought policing, I can only speak for myself, and I noticed just here in Los Angeles that I started self-censoring in my conversations with people.
Describe what you mean, because I want people to understand why this shocked you, but describe what you mean.
Well, I just, okay, so during, right at the inauguration, Playboy, which is very open-minded organization, and God bless them for even letting me publish this. I published a piece called Donald Trump Has Already Made America Great Again. Now, that might have been too soon for everyone who was kind of in shock. I had a feeling Trump was going to win, so I wasn't as shell-shocked as most of my peers in Los Angeles.
Hmm.
But it was, I was unfriended by producers on big shows. I was unfollowed by people who were literary agents, people who I thought were progressives and people who label themselves as progressives. But I feel like if you can't hear something that you don't agree with, how progressive are you? And so I noticed it just on Twitter. I would think of something to say, and then I would say, oh, I can't say that because that's a little too centrist, or it's not anti-Trump enough, or it's not, I just started noticing it in my conversations. If I said something that was even moderately saying like, well, maybe let's look at this from a different perspective. Can you imagine if he hadn't won with this following and these people and nobody really checking him, what that might look like right now for our country?
Mm.
Or, for instance, maybe it's the best thing that ever happened to feminism. I'm not saying I necessarily agree with all of his actions and behaviors, but through his actions and behaviors, I have seen resurgence of people getting involved in politics. And people, young people, are more passionate than ever before and paying attention. And I feel that we've been kind of knocked out of this apathy that I think we were in as a country, where we were taking our democracy for granted. And these fundamental things that create America and do make America great, we took a lot of that for granted, and a lot of it's galvanized people, but it's also inspired people to take action. And I also think a lot of these things that we're seeing, that we absolutely should fight, intolerance, racism, sexism, those were always there lurking right below the surface, and now they're front and center. They're people we can... You can't lance a boil until right. It comes to the surface.
Right, right, right.
So I made that point in that article, but people couldn't hear it. And people would say, no, no, no. And I just noticed I started censoring myself.
Well,
and
Bridget, you're on an interesting journey, and because we're up against a commercial break, what I want to do is I want you to hold, obviously, through the break, and then we'll come back. She has since published more pieces at The Federalist, and I want you to check out all the ones she's published so far, and we'll tell you more about how to...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What a little moonlight can do.
I've been waitressing some of the Atkins diet, which not to date myself, but every year your demands get more and more insane. It's like, I don't eat meat, I don't eat dairy, I don't eat dairy that touches any vegetables, I don't eat anything but sunlight, I don't eat colors, no colors. I'm an eighth level vegan, I don't eat anything that casts a shadow.
That's my guest, Bridget Fettesy. One of her other talents is that she does stand up, and I guess for a number of years now, Bridget, you've been doing this. But it's fun to get to know you and to hear your skill and to see your different strengths in so many areas. Thanks again for doing the show tonight. So we're talking about the kind of the political fallout of you not necessarily changing anything. You just are making observations about the world around you, and people are changing how they're reacting to you based on your honest observations of what's going on.
It's interesting. The other day I got an email telling me that they loved my work. It's Federalist, but they couldn't support me because I write for Playboy. And then the same day I got an email saying of my work at Playboy, but they couldn't support me because I write for the Federalist. So I find myself, and I'm either doing something very right or something very wrong. I feel like I'm too liberal to be conservative or too conservative to be liberal. It's an interesting position.
Actually,
I
don't think that you're far off from where a lot of people of your age group, and I can say that because I'm older than you. I don't think it's that odd, actually, for where a lot of America is at today, because we have been sold such bills of goods, and we've been told that you have to be of a tribe, and if you're not right. of that tribe, then you're of no good at all. And I honestly do think that that has weakened the ability for us to think critically and analytically for ourselves. And
I agree.
You and I were talking about this. You've got kind of an interesting counterbalance in your life because you have an uncle who's been a Republican as long as you can remember, and you've got a very close friend who's a lesbian, and you find yourself kind of bridging the gap between the two of them, trying to engage both sides with meaningful dialogue.
I got pushed to the middle by kind of, I felt ostracized essentially, but it's actually the best thing that ever happened to me, because instead of just repeating dogma that I was born into an East Coast Democratic family, so
right.
it wasn't something I questioned, and I hate how politics have really become team sports. If I went home and said I was conservative, it would be the same as if I went home and said I was a Yankees fan because I'm from New England. So that is the mentality that I see that it's devolved into, and that there's little room for discussion. So in being pushed into the middle, I do have the luxury of having some very smart male and female people to speak with and just listen to them on both sides and all sides. I had conversations with 10 people the other day. My friend who is Palestinian, my other friend who she's, like you said, a lesbian, my very Republican uncle, all completely different walks of life. And I just like listening to, I think that we aren't doing enough listening and looking for enough common ground and coming from a place of compassion. There's so much, everyone's so angry and so quick to get defensive or get snarky or become really the vitriol that's out there is so disheartening to me. And I really am trying to look for common ground. And I know that there are on the left in particular and on the right, on both extreme sides, there's this double down mentality. You have to choose a side and that's it. And I could be extremely wrong, but I feel like at the present moment, we should all be trying to listen to each other more and hear each other out instead of doubling down on our beliefs and assuming that we know. Everyone just saying, I know what's best.
Yeah.
But nobody knows anything.
I will say this, Bridget. It's interesting because I've talked to so many people that have gone through similar journeys as the one that you find yourself on right now. And what eventually has happened in many of their cases is that they have found themselves to be far more conservative than they ever thought. And they are hurt. They are injured by the way the left reacts to that. But I will say it's almost explainable. And I'll say it from this perspective. And this is someone that argues with people that are center left on Fox every week, and I am very good friends with many of them. I do not shun people because they disagree with me. I try to actually engage because I'm actually a bit of an apologist for my worldview. I actually believe that I have found some things, and I kind of want people to have the same kind of clarity and sense of clarity that I feel like I've found. So it's fun for me to have, you know, in a coffee shop, two or three people sitting across the table from me, and none of them agree with me, and I have the chance to chat in this way. But I will say this. When you get past some of the kind of peripheral issues, the upfront issues that are obviously leftist, I think you begin to say we're much more alike than any of us realize. And I'll just talk about some millennials I knew from a couple of years ago. One of them prided themselves on being I'm a progressive. I said, really, you're a progressive? And I knew where he worked. We worked at a common place. And I said, Alex, let me ask you this. When you get paid and your paycheck comes to you, would you be happy if they took 90% of everything that you had worked for and gave you 10 to go do whatever you jolly well wish with it? Well, no, man, that would be terrible. I can't believe somebody would ever think of something like that. I said, well, did you know that was actually a tax rate that was similar to that? It was in the mid 80s back in the Jimmy Carter era before Ronald Reagan. And it like blows their mind. We all have some basic principles. We believe if we put in a day's honest work, we should get a day's honest wage for that. We believe that that children and the innocence of women should be largely protected, unlike this judge in Colorado that's wanting to take the sex offenders and saying, no, the registry is a cruel and unusual punishment to those guys. And when you lose the labels and when you lose the kind of dividing lines and you just start talking about general ideas, I think all of a sudden there's a lot of people that find a lot of agreement on a lot of things. And I'm hoping that that's what you will find in the days to come as well. We got to take another break, and I don't normally do this, but can you stay one more segment? Because I promised you at 10:30 we'd be done, and we're not done yet.
No, that's fine.
We haven't even talked about your piece, which is really relevant because Melania Trump got maligned. They maligned Melania for wearing nice shoes this week, and Bridget has an opinion on this. She actually wrote about it before Melania did it, so we'll talk with her about that as well. It's Gavin McCullough. By the way, you want to jump in on the conversation, it's 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And if you want to be in touch, get the podcast, watch the video again, any of that stuff, it's all at TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com, and all of my social media is there. I've got the Facetagram. Have you seen that one, the Facegram? Is that what it's called, the Face? No. The my tweet? No? I can't get them right. Anyway, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, it's all there. Just join me. Come on back. Bridget Fettesy is my guest, and we're coming to you live from New York City.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys.
Live from New York, it's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. That's a live shot if you're watching on Biz TV of the TKTS booth in Times Square. It's kind of a sad night. We got some rain. People walk around with umbrellas looking depressed. Sorry about that. But we are glad to be back with you after 3 weeks of being away from the microphone here on Saturday nights. And I'm so pleased that we can have this conversation with Bridget Fettesy because, I don't know, I just think that if we did more of this, that our country would be a better place. And if everyone that you spoke with was as nice as Bridget is, I think we might actually get some things done. Bridget, you can follow her on Twitter, Facebook. She's got all those things. And you can read her regularly at The Federalist. She's written a couple of pieces, and I think she's got some more up her sleeve. But Bridget, this last week, the media decided to go, you know, just hell's bells all over Melania's high heel shoes, which, as far as I know, she only wore them from the White House onto Marine One, and then from Marine One to the Air Force jet, and then she put on tennis shoes. But you wrote about something similar to this a few weeks before it happened, so explain why the heels and the hair captured your attention.
A couple of weeks, it was actually the weekend right before Charlottesville, so there were these weekend pieces that dropped, one in The Cut and one in Newsweek op-ed. One was called Melania, Ivanka, and Ivana Trump Wear High Heels, a symbol of everything that is beautiful and horrifying about them. And then The Cuts was The Politics of Blondness, and I believe the subhead was Political Peroxide. And those kinds of pieces just make me want to throw my computer through a window. So I was inspired. I just wrote this, really. I didn't have anywhere to put it. I just wrote it to get the thoughts out of my head and be constructive about it. And it was, I get frustrated because there's such this level of hypocrisy when feminists are saying, don't judge a woman for her hair. Don't judge a woman. That everybody came out and said, hey, you're sexism. Hillary Clinton, you're making fun of her hair and what she wears.
Don't pick on her pantsuit. That's sexist.
Don't pick on her pantsuit. Michelle Obama wearing no sleeve. Everybody was, all the feminists were up in arms about that. And then I see a lot of these same people throwing their principles aside and launching these attacks at all of the women, conservative women at the moment. And I think I said it in my piece, if you can't apply your principles to people that you disagree with, then they're garbage.
Right. Well, why do you think the media did pick on Melania's shoes? I mean, because Michelle Obama actually got caught wearing, I think it was something like $540 sneakers thing when the oil spill or something along those lines. And I didn't even comprehend the importance of it.
I think, well, I mean, I have my own theories, but I'm not a psychologist, but I think that it was, I wrote this weeks ago, and now apparently it's going to be an evergreen piece, and I'll be able to just recycle it for 8 years. I think that North Korea had launched its missile across Japan the night before, and I believe that in the absence of knowing what to do and feeling powerless about things that are massive and that we have no control over, like North Korea, humans tend to gravitate towards the pettiest thing that they can possibly focus on to make themselves give themselves some kind of comfort. So that's one theory, is that it was on the heels. Everyone should have been talking about North Korea, but there's really only so much you can say unless you're an expert.
Well, the media didn't want to give Trump any credit for going to Harvey. Right, so he was obviously doing something wrong by showing up.
I don't think they couldn't anything that he can do. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's it.
Sneakers, and they would have said, "Oh, you're wearing sneakers." I just think that in the effort to deep, it's just petty because there are things that we should be focusing on that he is doing or not doing that do actually matter and have repercussions for many people.
Yeah,
but what she's wearing, and then the whole idea that it's this, oh, it's her, it, all these pieces act like wearing heels is some symbol of how she's going to trample on the oppressed, you know, the how she looks down on these, like it's some feat of magic. And I was on a plane, every single flight attendant's wearing heels.
Right.
I was a cocktail waitress for 10 years and wore heels every single night for 9 or 10 hours. This isn't some magic trick. She's from Eastern Europe. I was married to a Russian, and we were laughing about it because we're still very close, and we were laughing, and he said, she's Eastern European, Bridget. Like, they wear heels to sleep. So it's cultural, too.
Yeah.
He was like, what is the big deal?
No, that's well said. And, friends, I want you to read her piece. It's Feminists Become Hypocrites with Complaints About Blondes and Heels. And I've got it linked up at the social media page, but it's also at thefederalist.com. Bridget, thanks for being here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
888-676.
So glad to have you. It's Radio Night Live. It's Saturday night. There's a shot of Times Square, all the rain coming down, all the cabs and the headlights. You see the extended look of what that headlight reflection looks like when the sidewalk is wet, and that's exactly what it is. Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being with us tonight. And I want to say thank you to the Balance of Nature folks, because I did not have a chance at the end of the first hour to do what I should have done, which is to remind you that you can get 2 free months of the fruits and veggies supplements when you call tonight, 1-800-246-8751. You can call for details on how to get 2 free sets. But all they are is 32 vegetables and fruits cut up, chopped up finely into these supplements. It's whole food nutrition. It's the seed, it's sometimes the stem and the leaves, but it's definitely the fruit and the vegetables. And what they do is they pump your cells full of nutrition, and you actually stave off disease, you actually can reverse disease. I was telling you in the last hour that over the course of my time in Santa Barbara, I had a chance to meet a VIP's parents. And if I said the name of the VIP, you would know immediately who she is. She's one of the top stars in the universe. But her one of her parents has actually struggled a little bit with the virus called hepatitis C. And what hepatitis C does is it attacks your liver and begins to tear your liver down. And you don't create the enzymes to fight off the infection, and there's all kind of problems with it. And you can't really, there's no medicine that will cure the virus. It's kind of like the AIDS virus from that perspective, not that you die from it necessarily, but it just can't be killed, at least not as of yet. So Dr. Howard, the founder of Balance of Nature, has been working with Hep C patients for the last number of years. He has several peer-reviewed studies. I could show you the notebook that he sent me. This is all the peer-reviewed information that they have compiled in the medical arena. And remember, medical doctors and nutritionists often don't see eye to eye on things, but medical doctors have verified the results of what Balance of Nature does. And the secret to it is that it pumps the cell with the nutrition that the cells need across your whole body's system to fight disease. So, another big test for me. I was headed to Santa Barbara. The plane ride last year, I tend to break down under high stress and long travel. And this year, I took my Balance of Nature before I left. I took it on the trip while I was out. I didn't come down with even a sniffle in the otherwise different environment that I would have been in. So I'm going to show you how easy it is to get 32 servings of fruits and vegetables, the green and the red. The veggies are the green, the fruits are the red. And if you take three of each, you get 30 servings of fruits or vegetables. The evidence is conclusive. If you power slam your body full of nutrition, you fight disease better. They've had success in the area of cancer, in the area of skin disease, all kinds of things. But here it is. There you go. 30 servings of fruits and vegetables. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Call tonight. Get details on how to get 2 free months when you use my promo code KMC. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. You can also go online at balanceofnature.com and use the same promo code. You can get 2 free sets, 2 free months worth when you call 800-246-8751. Call for details on how that happens. All right. I'm curious, those of you that have been with us for the last hour, you heard Bridget tell her story. And you heard kind of where she's come from, and she's not the hardcore right wing or anything. She's just someone that's as an editorialist trying to figure out where she kind of falls in the makeup of the political tribes that we have. In fact, she may still be listening. And if she is, I'm wondering what those of you on both sides, because I know I got some down in Florida that are far left, and I know that I got some others that are far right. I'm curious what you would say about her observations about how she was treated because she simply told the truth about a few things. You know, like, oh, Donald Trump's not Hitler. What? How can you say that he's not? Because she's dead on in terms of the tone of the rhetoric that is being used. And then when you look to see how, you know, neo-Nazis show up, Antifa shows up, they start punching each other because they obviously can't have a conversation with each other, and they feel entitled to do it because they hate the other ones so much. By the way, they're all left-wingers. The neo-Nazis, the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter, they're all part of the political left. None of them have anything to do with the right. The alt-right is not even right. They're socialists. They want big government programs. They want big government handouts. And they want to exclude people that they disagree with, but they still want the socialism. What would you say, how would you respond when you hear the charges that Bridget has kind of leveled tonight when it comes to people that are of the hardcore political left and kind of the scorched earth mentality that they operate with? Now, I didn't get a chance to mix it up any further with her, but another reason why the left does this is because they lose a lot of arguments. One of the Saul Alinsky principles is if you lose the argument, begin an attack of the person that you lost the argument to. And if you watch left-wing politics, this happens all over the place. As soon as they start losing on substance, as soon as they start saying, oh, well, you know, my argument got defeated, so this guy must be the devil. Trump beat Hillary. Trump must be Hitler. That's the rationale for how the argument goes. I was reminded of this in the Planned Parenthood case, where you had David DeValian, I think is how you say his last name, but he was the guy that did the undercover videos. And he's showing on his screen the actual personnel from Planned Parenthood clinics saying things about buying baby parts and doing this and doing that. There's one video where they show where the guy's like, hey, check it out, it's a beating heart of a kid, and he holds it up. Instead of dealing with the facts of what those videos showed, what did Planned Parenthood do? They attacked David and his coworkers and tried to get them arrested for things like not properly revealing that they were taping or whatever. It's some lame, crazy, stupid, lame reason. But the defense of it became, we must attack them because they have exposed our weakness on this argument. Bridge is finding that out firsthand. And I feel bad that, you know, she's already had to endure as much as she has from the people. But she said maybe one of the best things that's ever happened to her, because she is now, you know, on a legitimate journey. One of the things we didn't even have time to get into, she's got a friend that is taking her to church and stuff. And it's, anyway, your calls, 888-340-3373. Your reactions, 888-340-3373. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Final few minutes tonight. Thankful to have you here, and thankful that we can spend these evenings together. Those of you that were on the Facebook Live, thank you for all your comments. A little bit surprised we didn't get any phone calls on, especially on the story about the Denver judge who said that sex offender registries are cruel and unusual punishment to sex offenders. Because I don't care about what happens to sex offenders. If they had their fingernails picked out one at a time by their roots without anesthesia, I'd be happy with that. And if they wanted to follow that up with their toenails in the same fashion, whatever, it doesn't bother me. These are not good people. They have done bad things. But somehow, just having their name listed in the registry is cruel and unusual, and evidently they can't get dates. Nobody wants to live near them, and so they went to the judge, and this judge said, yep. Well, it's another sign of some of the injustice in our world today. My sister, who was happened to be listening and in the chat room earlier this evening, reminded me of the story out of Salt Lake City this week. There was a nurse that was told that she needed to give blood. She needed to take some blood from a patient that the police wanted this from, to collect vials of patient's blood. She refused to do it because the hospital protocol doesn't allow for that. Neither does federal law. The patient was not a suspect. The patient was not facing any charges. And they had not given any permission for the officers to come in and do it. They didn't have a warrant. The detective got impatient. She was trying to call managers to find out. The detective loses his cool and chases her down, ends up kind of roughing her up and arresting her. Outrageous. And so, you know, just another thing where you've got, you know, injustice in the world all around us. But it reminds me tonight when I see the president in Houston cradling young children that were in the Harvey storm this week, and giving kisses to kids that are, you know, just trying to hold on for dear life, living in shelters. And he and Mrs. Trump are there, and they're bringing gifts, and they're doing what they can. It's a reminder that we can use the days we have, and the power that we have, and the goodness in our hearts to affect a good change. So I would encourage all of us in this next week, let's try to adopt some of that. Let's try to take some of that into our life with us. Let's ask ourselves, what can I do to make this life better for people around me? Instead of just always, I don't know, seeing the worst and expecting more of the same. Kevin McCullough, thanking you for letting us into your home life and experience tonight. Join us next week and every week here for Radio Nightlife.
I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
468.